From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov said it will support Russian athletes who choose to compete in next year's Winter Games in South Korea. He said the committee would take all necessary measures to ensure athletes' participation in the Games and assist in resolving the logistics involved. The International Olympic Committee last week banned Russia from the Games due to take place in Pyeongchang in February for what it called unprecedented systematic manipulation of the anti-doping system. It left the door open, however, for clean athletes to compete as neutrals. New York City bomb suspect Akayat Ullah is charged with three counts: making a terroristic threat, supporting an act of terrorism, and criminal possession of a weapon. Ramon Taylor has more.
The Embassy of Bangladesh condemned the act and declared that the suspected terrorist must be brought to justice. The attacker, who law enforcement says was inspired by the so-called Islamic State, came to the U.S. in 2011 on an F-4 visa, known as a family preference immigrant visa, one that the Trump administration is attempting to curtail. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Voters in the southern U.S. state of Alabama are voting in a closely watched election today. The race pits controversial Republican Roy Moore, who is battling sexual harassment allegations, against Democratic opponent Doug Jones, who is a former prosecutor. The outcome of the race could have national implications for both political parties and for President Donald Trump. Moore has denied the allegations of sexual misconduct. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Indonesian police are hunting for a U.S. citizen who escaped from an overcrowded prison on the holiday island of Bali by cutting through steel bars in a ceiling. Samantha Vadas reports on the jail's second breakout of foreign inmates this year.
A manhunt underway on the Indonesian island of Bali. Police on Tuesday still searching for an American inmate on the run after he broke out of an overcrowded prison the day before.
According to another suspect who was captured, they started sawing a few bars in their cell at around 1 a.m. It was raining heavily at the time, so it's possible their cellmates didn't hear anything.
Police say the escapee is 32-year-old Christian Beasley from California. He's a suspect in drug-related crimes but hasn't been sentenced. Kerobokan Jail is just 6 miles from the main tourist beaches and often holds foreigners facing such charges. A government-led crackdown on drugs means Indonesian prisons are often overcrowded and breakouts are fairly common, the latest marking the jail's second escape by foreign inmates this year.
That was reporter Samantha Vadas. An American defector who spent almost 4 decades in North Korea has died. Charles Jenkins passed away, age 77, in Japan, where he lived with his Japanese wife. In 1965, the 24-year-old U.S. Army sergeant disappeared one night while taking his unit on patrol near the Korean Peninsula's demilitarized zone. He says that while in North Korea, he underwent torture and taught English to North Korean soldiers. He also portrayed an evil American spy in a propaganda film. That's where Jenkins met his wife, a kidnap victim forced to train Pyongyang spies. The pair had 2 daughters, and he says that's what kept him from trying to escape.
I didn't go because they knew I couldn't escape. Who would escape and leave my wife and daughter? Never.
Eventually, they were allowed to leave for Japan. He was court-martialed in 2004, but only served a 30-day sentence. Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed Space Policy Directive 1, vowing to return the United States to manned spaceflight 45 years after the last American astronaut walked on the moon. Vice President Mike Pence said the directive will enhance U.S. national security and spur innovation. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging wealthy countries and global companies to commit more funds to combating global warming and help poorer nations deal with the impact of climate change. Macron wants to show that progress is being made on that effort after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was taking the United States out of the Paris Accord. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.